Did you know that the 10,000 steps a day challenge was actually a marketing ploy? You don't actually need to walk 10,000 steps. Like, by now, most people have heard that walking 10,000 steps a day is advised in order to live a healthy life. And you have many articles online saying walk 10,000 steps, 10,000 steps. But you actually don't need to do 10,000 steps a day. It was just a marketing ploy by one of these companies that popped up during the 1964 Tokyo Olympics. And the name of the company, I cannot pronounce the name, it's Japanese. The name of the company literally translates to 10,000 steps meter in Japanese. And they just thought it was very catchy, so they decided to make it a thing. So that's how 10,000 steps a day became a thing and the standard for living a healthy lifestyle. But you actually don't need to do 10,000. Walking is good because, you know, since they told me I have high blood pressure, I have to walk every day now for at least 45 minutes. I walk a lot. But apparently you don't need to do 10,000 steps a day. Isn't that cool? They've been lying to us. Oh, they've been lying to us. Same way I found out one time that cereal was not actually made to be a breakfast thingy. The first use of cereal was to stop men from masturbating. I know. I know, right?
Hi, readers. Welcome to Something Bookish. My name is Amin, aka Lip Gloss Mafia, aka the Crazy Book Lady, aka Red Wine Pussy! Red Wine Pussy! Welcome back, bitches! You know what? I'm just gonna do that intro one more time because it was just so good. Okay, no. I'm just going to move forward. Move ahead. Because we're doing something very serious today. So welcome back to the Something Bookish podcast. On this podcast, I talk about all things books and reading, from book lists to reviews, musings, tips and tricks, and the occasional guest chats. So think of the space for bookish people. It's a bar, but for bookish people, people who read, who have made books their entire personality. Because that's the kind of people who roll here. Okay, we're very chill and we're very cool and very cultured, obviously. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome to the dark side. And if this is not your first time, hey, how you doing? I missed you. I know you missed me. Look at you getting another episode in the following week. I am back. I'm back. Okay, let me not say that, even though I might jinx the whole consistency thing. Readers, this is the 42nd episode. Welcome, welcome, welcome. On this episode, I'll be guiding you through NetGalley. Have you heard about NetGalley? If you haven't, I'm about to blow your mind. And if you have, if you already know about NetGalley, but don't know how to go about it, by the time you get to the end of this episode, you will be well seasoned and ready to grill. I don't even know if that makes sense. just take it like I said it, okay? First of all, let's do a little housekeeping. Woo-hoo! I just uploaded the 2023 Something Bookish Reading Challenge to all my socials. There will be a full episode where I take you through it. But for now, yeah, I'm going to actually drop a podcast episode where I talk about the reading prompts. You might get that in January or so, but we'll see. But there's definitely going to be a podcast that you can refer to when you want to start the reading challenge, the 2023 reading challenge. Okay? If you want to know more about the Something Bookish Reading Challenge, just Google it, you know? Google it. We're doing the SEO optimization and shit. We are on the Google, okay? Next up, have you subscribed to the newsletter? I keep seeing this every time you listen to the podcast, but I'm very serious. You should subscribe to the podcast, okay? Because I can be very... Those are times when I have moments of lucidity and I'm really wise and I drop gems. So you should subscribe to the newsletter while it's still free. Okay, I know Nigeria, we have issues with payments and stuff, but by the time I get someone in the abroad to hook me up with an account that I can use to get a paid Substack, it's all over for you bitches. Okay, so subscribe now to the free account. I don't know what is even going on. Oh, okay, you should definitely know what I'm on this morning. I haven't had... Okay, I'm recording this in the AM and I haven't had breakfast. All I've had today is a bottle of wine. A friend brought over a bottle of wine and I decided I was going to gift y'all the gift of what this wine has done to me. So you have this episode to thank for that. So yeah. Woo! Without further ado, let's talk books, shall we? If you're listening to this episode after reading the title of the episode, that means you're my kind of person. You love books so much. You want to read and review them before their release date. Yeah? Am I hitting on those? Okay. So, today we're going to talk about NetGalley. This is going to be a guide to using NetGalley. And I will do my best to explain and walk you through NetGalley with all the experience I've gathered from using NetGalley over the years. Now, NetGalley is the easiest and quickest way to start doing reviewing of books before they come out. Does that make sense? Hey God. Father Lord, help me! Anywho, the point is, if you want to start reading books before their release date because you're like so excited, NetGalley is one of the best way to do that. But NetGalley can be very overwhelming at first because how do you know which books to request? What exactly are publishers looking for? And what is your feedback ratio really? And is your feedback ratio really the biggest factor in getting approved, because you need to get approved when you request for a book? Do you even know what a feedback ratio is? Fear not, my dearest. I am here to give you some sexy tips. First of all, what is NetGalley? So, yeah, I have to go into my teacher mode. Woo! I don't know why I'm so excited. But yeah, what is NetGalley? NetGalley is an easy-to-use website that helps book reviewers discover new and upcoming books by giving them early digital copies, aka e-galleys. Galleys is spelled G-A-L-L-E-Y. So they give you e-galleys because physical books that are not yet published are called galleys. So these are e-galleys, yeah? Or they are called electronic ARCs. That ARC is A-R-C, which is an advanced reading copy. So e-ARCs, yeah? Look at you getting informed. You're knowing the terminology and shit. Woo! So yeah, what NetGalley does is it gives you access to these e-galleys or e-ARCs to read and review. If you are looking for another way to get free books and you don't have any interest in writing reviews, may I suggest you stop listening now and check other episodes. Don't say I did not warn you, okay? You have to read and review these books on NetGalley. If not, I don't know if you get blocked, but you're just not going to get approved for books anymore. Now, you don't need to be a professional bookseller or librarian to join, because a lot of people get confused with all of that. But you don't need to be a bookseller or librarian to join. All you need is an internet connection, an e-reader device of the app, and a place to post your reviews like Goodreads, Storygraph, or Instagram, or your website, or a podcast, or anywhere you review books, you know. I mean, not your WhatsApp group, obviously, because no one can see it. It has to be somewhere public that people can see your reviews. Personally, I use... No. Let me not talk about that yet. It might confuse you. So, what... Okay, I will just explain it. What am I... Hey, God, I mean, get your thoughts together. Okay. To read books, some people use Kindles or other readers, other reader devices. I use an app on my phone, which is the NetGalley Shelf app. You can download it on Apple or Android markets. So everybody can actually get access to that. But if you have a Kindle or any other reader, you can also access NetGalley copies there. I use the app. It's called the NetGalley Shelf app. Yeah. So essentially, NetGalley is just for spreading the word about upcoming releases, and you need to share those reviews with people to help share them. Like, it has, the whole point is to share the reviews and to create buzz about books. Yeah? So by the way, some people always think like NetGalley, everything is just free, but people are making money off this thing. And it's important to note that while there's no charge for you as a user of NetGalley, the publishers who put up their books, they actually pay. Like, they set up, if there's a fee, a monthly subscription for the publishers. So do not think sometimes when you don't get approved, some people might get sad, like, oh, isn't the book just free or something? No, it's not free. The publishers are actually putting money and using money to keep their books on the website. So sometimes they can be picky about the people they grant access to. Okay? So do not take a denial personally. Another thing to note is, whenever you share a review of a NetGalley copy, you need to specifically rate. Not rate. Is that the word I'm looking for? You need to state. You need to state that you received it from NetGalley. I always include a line at the beginning of a review so that readers are clear that I got it on NetGalley, and the NetGalley people can know when I share it back on the NetGalley website. I'll explain that in a while. So, step one. You have to set up a profile. And this is for like the newbies, you know, NetGalley virgins. You have to set up a profile. You visit netgalley.com or .uk, no, .co.uk, depending on the area you're from. But I find that I opened my own account with netgalley.com, but I can also use the same password to enter netgalley.co.uk. And these are two different markets. You know, when we're looking for books, you're checking for the US release or the UK release. So you have access to these two markets. I find that I stay more on the UK NetGalley because I kind of just like the vibe, you know. And also, when booksellers are getting books into Nigeria, they always get UK copies. So I like to stay in touch with the UK NetGalley so that I'm aware of book releases and all of that. Does that make sense? All right. So you visit netgalley.com or .co.uk and click register as a member, because there'll be other options: librarian, bookseller, publisher, minini. So you complete the form to open your account. You go to your profile and click edit. Upload a photo. Obviously, it's not, you have high chances of getting approved for books when you have a photo. So use a photo, preferably the same one you use on other platforms like Goodreads or Instagram. Then you upload links to your Goodreads profile, your blog, your Instagram or Twitter, or the other places you talk about books. Okay, use the full web link when you're doing this. Like, you go to your profile page of the website. Like, if you're using a blog, you can just use the full link. If you're using Instagram, you go to your profile and copy and paste that link. So it has to be like your profile link. Does that make sense? Okay. Next up, you fill out your bio with your reading interest, the platforms you review on, and follower counts to start your NetGalley account. It's very easy and straightforward. All the prompts will be there to guide you. So this is just me like giving you a refresher course. Step two, find your favorite publishers. Some people don't know much about publishers, but if you're listening to this episode, I want to believe you have an idea of publishers you like and the books that you vibe with, because there are sometimes you like a book so much and you're like, who the fuck published this book? And then you go through that publisher's website just to see the kind of books that they select. For instance, I'm obsessed with One World in the UK. Like, they've not led me to the wrong way. So I love One World. It's one of my favorite publishers. So to find your favorite publishers, click on Browse Publishers, which is usually in the top navigation bar. Find a few of your favorites and then click the heart icon to save them. And this is because sometimes when you're looking for titles, on the left side of the screen, you will see favorite publishers so that you can see what they've newly released and added to their catalog on Netgalley. Yeah? See if they have approval preferences. A lot of publishers have what you need to look out for before they can approve you for books. Maybe whether you need to have a certain follower count, or you need to be in a certain location. You know, just check. It's always good to check so that you know. Yeah. What else? Some list them, some don't list them, but if they list them, it's always helpful. Step three, start browsing for titles. Now, when you click on find titles, this one is also at the top of the navigation bar. You have read now or listen now. And these are books that you can download right away without waiting for approval. This is very important, by the way. The read now or listen now titles. Then you have auto approval. And this is, once you're a publisher's best friend, they will let you know, they will let you have the books automatically. So there's some networking involved here. And then you can also check your favorite publishers to see what is being released by your faves. Then you can also find who recently added. This is a place that confuses a lot of people, because once you go to recently added, it's literally every book that is new that is going to be added to Netgalley. And this is from educational books to coloring books to non-fiction, and every book, it can be very confusing. Alternatively, you can go to most requested, but just know that these books are hot cake and everybody wants a hot cake. Does that make sense, or is that just a Nigerian metaphor? Do people all over the world want a hot cake? But yeah, that was a Nigerian metaphor I was using. Hot cake means everybody wants it as soon as it's out of the oven. Yeah. So now I'm going to go, this is all about setting up your Netgalley account. Now I'm going to talk about the tips you need to know so that you can get approved for books as soon as possible. Yeah? With these tips, I've included what I've learned using Netgalley as a book reviewer, as well as ideas shared by other book bloggers and bookstagrammers who are Netgalley savvy. Now, following these tips will give your profile a boost as you begin requests and reviewing for books, so get your notepads ready! Number one, your feedback ratio isn't the only important number. Yeah, this is very important. Now, your feedback ratio is determined by the number of your reviews on Netgalley divided by the number of your approvals. Did you get that? Should I repeat myself? Your feedback ratio is determined by the number of your reviews on Netgalley divided by the number of your approvals. And you always want to maintain at least an 80% ratio, meaning you download and post reviews for at least 8 out of every 10 books you are approved of. Are you getting me? This is serious business, okay? The publishing marketers who approve Netgalley requests look at an internal algorithm that assigns a reviewer's Oduduwa. Oduduwa, leave me. So what was I saying before I lost track? So the publishing marketers who approve NetGalley requests look at an internal algorithm that assigns reviewers a rank. And this is calculated from the number of requests approved or denied and reviews completed. Now, you can see that internal ranking, but you can see your own total number of approvals and your feedback ratio on your profile. It's very tempting, but don't go on a requesting spree when you first join NetGalley. If you are denied the majority of those requests, it will hurt your future chances of getting a book that you're really excited about. Yeah, I know. A lot of people, once they get on NetGalley, they see different books, they're like, request, request, request. But you know you will not read it. Calm your tits. Relax, okay? Relax. Request for one book or two or three. In fact, that's my maximum when I'm requesting for books. Three. Don't go wild. It's very tempting, but I beg you, do not go wild. Also, once you first open an account, an easy way to boost your approval rating and feedback rates is to review books that are marked read now. You don't have to wait for anyone to approve your request. You just read and review. And it's very important. Once you read, you have to drop a review. It is very, very important. Okay? Somebody would think I'm teaching kindergarten students. I'm sorry, Obes. I'm sorry. Now, requesting a huge number of titles that you're unlikely to be approved for, especially since your account is new, it will give you a very low approval rate. Also, unprofessional, nasty reviews or zero reviews can also reduce your future approvals. I have read from some marketers, because I follow them, I follow some of them in their newsletters and stuff. I have heard from some publishing marketers that if they see a request from a reviewer with high denial rates, they will often say no. So the takeaway here is only request books you are serious about reading and following through with reviews. Yeah? You always need to review. Now, approval rating, your feedback ratio should ideally be 80%. So out of 10 books that you have, you must have reviewed at least 8. Okay? This is very important if you want to keep getting approved for books. Next up, some publishers tell you what they look for. Many publishers list their approval preferences on their homepage on NetGalley. If the publisher has filled this out, you will know exactly what they are looking for in requests. They may say they want stats that they want to see in your profile. If you have a blog, they might want to see, like, they might want a link to the blog so that they know how you post reviews, the way your review looks like, and stuff like that. So when requesting books, always click on the approval preferences to see if there's anything else you need to know. Yeah? Number three, the most important deadline is publication day. Marketers want to have tons of reviews in place the day before the book is released, which, by the way, is Tuesday. In the US, Tuesday in the US and the UK. Sometimes books are released on Thursdays, but the major release date for books is Tuesday. Now, they would love for you to read and review a book before it's published, but some publishers will ask you not to post reviews more than 30 days before publication. This is why you need to check their approval preferences. Sorry. But another day is the archive date. Okay? After you are approved for a book, you have 3 months to download it from the NetGalley site. After that, the book is removed from the NetGalley catalog and is no longer available for you to download. But you can still review it on NetGalley. Did you get that? Okay. So pay attention to the date in your shelf. get those reviews in. Netgalley is all about dropping reviews and sharing feedback. It is very, very important. Okay? Number four, you don't have to finish every book. This is also important to note. If you absolutely cannot finish a book and review it, you can go to the feedback page and select, I will not give feedback on this title. It will then ask you to select a reason such as unexpected content or did not finish. Doing this though, will not improve your feedback numbers. I feel like I should add that. So only use this option if you are absolutely sure you cannot finish the book. Now, you can decline to review a book when needed, but continue being selective about books you request to avoid this as much as possible. So, your feedback ratio is only going to stay high if you review the books that you request for. Not the books that you request for, the books that you're approved for. Yeah? Number five, provide specific details for negative reviews. Yeah, this is very key. Realistically, you will not love every book that you read, and authors and publishers know that. Negative reviews are part of books. However, if you are going to post a negative review on Netgalley or anywhere else, include specific details. For instance, I don't like graphic descriptions of sexual abuse, and I do my best to avoid those books. It isn't always clear in the description though, so if I dislike a book because of these things, I specifically state that it was because of unexpected blah 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 blah. Now, you should do this for two reasons. Firstly, authors are people too and deserve the respect of an actual review, not just, I didn't like this. Secondly, publishers want detail, and giving vague negative reviews may affect your chances of being approved in the future. Yes, these publishers check the review that you actually post, so you can't just like meander around it and just put words together. Number six, give yourself credit for the work you do. When you post your reviews to Netgalley, add in links to anywhere else you reviewed the book. Instagram posts, Amazon, Goodreads, Storygraph, your blog, etc. It shows the publisher you are promoting the book, which boosts your chances of approval next time. Also, you are doing the work. You may as well get credit for it. At the bottom of the review, you can also add a note to the publisher and tell them you're planning a special Instagram or blog post around the book. There's also a quick way to boost Goodreads review. When you submit a review on Netgalley, click post review to Goodreads. Your review will get uploaded to both websites at once as long as you connected your Netgalley to your Goodreads account. Are you getting me? If you're reviewing the book on multiple platforms, make sure the publishers know by sharing your links, the links in your review. So yeah, now you're set for Netgalley. You're ready to start your account on Netgalley, build a profile that shines, and boost your chances of getting approved for books you're excited about. If you have any questions, and I mean any questions, or you just want to share a success story after starting your Netgalley account, I would love to hear from you. You can find me on the Instagram. I have the link in the show notes. My Instagram handle is @lipglossmafia, and the mafia is two F's, it's not one F. Because, you know, I'm a double-double. So what do you think? Do you think Netgalley is worth it? And we have come to the end of this episode, which I hope you enjoyed listening to. I would love to read or hear your comments. You can do that by sending me a message on Twitter or Instagram @lipglossmafia. Subscribe now so you don't miss out on the next episode, which is available on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and other streaming platforms. If you generally enjoy the show, kindly spread the book love by spreading the word. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, rate and leave a review. It really helps new listeners find the show. And you know, shares and reviews are my love language. Thanks in advance. I appreciate it. And I appreciate you for listening. Readers, that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. And like Jim Rohn said, reading is essential for those who seek to rise above the ordinary. Happy reading, everyone. Bye.